Here are a few meditations that I particularly like that you may want to include in your meditation routine. The first one is what I call the elements of man. That is the elements of fire, water, earth, air, and what is often called ether, which I call etheric. I like to see myself sitting in a desolate area, like a valley with no grass, with nothing particular in it, in the middle of nowhere. That's really an affirmation for me of I am what I am. I don't need things around me to hold me up. And then sitting there in this valley on my power spot, which is like the spot inside this visualization that I've decided is the strongest, I center upon that divinity within, that eternity within, and I visualize in front of me a small fire. Then in my mind's eye, I put my hand forward and I take a flame from that fire and place it into my heart. And then I visualize a clear pool of water. And taking a small amount of that water in my hand, I drink that water and feel the freshness, to feel the Tao, to feel the calmness and the purity of water. In the Tao, water is revered because it takes the lowest place. A lot of times the Taoist philosophy was called the watercourse way, meaning that it's that place where one isn't exerting oneself, where one enters into a humility like water does, in the sense that it always takes the lowest ground and doesn't try to assert itself. But water is still powerful because as it bangs against a rock, in the end, it wears away the rock. And then having gone through the water part of the meditation, I then visualize a black raven. And I would see myself as being inside that raven, floating in the air above the valley, picking up the thermals, being a part of the air element, experience the freshness of the wind and the beauty of the breezes. And I would float around as that bird for a while in my meditation and then come back out of the bird and center my concentration once more on the power spot. And there I would focus upon experiencing the element of earth. And so I'd feel the power of the earth underneath me, and I would like pick up like a spiral of energy from the center of the earth and run it up my spine and out through the top of my head. And then I'd pick up another spiral and experience that sense of being a human, being alive, being a part of the ever-changing seasons of the earth plane. And then finally, for the etheric, I would just visualize it as light. So I'd see myself there on the power spot, and I'd imagine myself surrounded by this flashing light, this sort of lightning-fast violet light that's like coursing through one's entire being. And running through each one of the elements in this way, for me, is like a prayer. It's like a sacred prayer to all the components that make up our humanhood. And that allows me that sense of belonging, but it also allows me a sense of the eternity within. The other meditation that I like a lot is the healing meditation, which is nothing more than feeling strong, feeling well, directing light and positive energy to those areas of your body that need healing, creating a sense of wellness, a sense of composure. Of course, wellness is an emotion, isn't it? It's not a physiological state. Our health is based in emotion. So part of the healing meditation is to send light to those emotions that are bothering us. Rather than seeing parts of your body as unwell, work on the emotion of being calm and being serene. Because most disease comes from fear, comes from stress, comes from restriction, frustration. They're all negative emotions that manifest as pings and dings in your body. Then after I've completed the healing meditation, I then look in terms of what parts of my life are bothering me. If there's a person that's particularly driving me crazy, I'd send them light. I send them light, or I work upon them in some way. If I want to get shot of them, I work on a technique that's proved itself invaluable over the years. So what I do is I go to the power spot in the desolate area, and I visualize the bothersome person standing in front of me. Then I make them really, really small and put them into my hand. And using a technique from NLP, I take them from a live colored person to a black and white person, like the negative of a photograph. And then looking at them in my hand, I just blow on them gently to get rid of them. I see them gone and in the distance, way out of my life. The situation resolved lovingly and peacefully. You can do the same for a situation that's bothering you by visualizing the situation in front of you or creating a symbol that describes the situation and blowing that away and seeing that healed and seeing that transcending to a positive resolution. The other meditation I particularly like and use a lot is one which I sometimes refer to in my seminars and lectures as the Divine Order Meditation. It's really seeing the things you want in your life granted. It's not enough to just think about the things you want or to affirm the things you want. You have to be able to really feel them and make them a part of your energy. In other words, the thing that you're going for has to become a part of your feelings. You think it originally, but at some point you have to step up and own it. So the meditation that I do, if I'm looking for a particular something in my life, I visualize it, imagining it on the road up in front of me, and then I go past it and look back at it. So it's almost like I'm going down a timeline, past the thing I want, and looking back at it, granted. Then I put it into my feelings. I see it complete. I make it a part of my heart. And that helps a lot in establishing a strong energy in your feelings, in your intuition. And then when you go out in the real world, your efforts direct you to where the completion is, where this thing that you desire will be delivered into your life. The other meditation I find particularly sacred is a meditation of gratitude. And that is like sitting on the power spot in a desolate area and really feeling your humanness. Of course, in my case, my humanness is male. So I feel my gratitude through a spiritual masculinity. That sense of sacredness that's dressed in a physical body called male. I think that's vital because it's so easy in the hurly-burly of life to miss out on this incredible gift that we've been given, the gift of life. So I try to take a moment to give thanks for the breath that I'm taking in, to give thanks for the great mother energy of the earth, for the abundance that's all around us, to give thanks for love and our friendships, for the opportunity to travel, for the opportunity to create, for the comprehension that I've managed to achieve in this lifetime, and for the things that I will learn later. So gratitude is really important to me. It gives me a sense of balance. It gives me a sense of completion, giving thanks for what I've received and opening myself up to other things later. I suppose every so often I forget to give thanks, but pretty much every day of my life, either in a meditation or in the waking state, when I'm walking out in the town or out in a park or whatever, I stop and I say, thank you, thank you. This is truly brilliant. This is truly brilliant. Thank you for one more day here. So those are a few meditations that I particularly like. The other thing that I do in my meditations sometimes, which you may consider useful, is I put up people that I know, that I love, and of course sometimes people that I have trouble with that I've just mentioned, and I breathe them in and out. I visualize myself sitting on the power spot, and I pull up, say, a relative. I breathe in, and saying their name, I breathe out, projecting light and love to them. Sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I breathe them in and out 3 times. If I have a bit more time, I breathe them in and out 11 times. This is a way, I believe, of transferring the infinite grace, the infinite goodness that is a part of our existence to a third party. So in the act of expressing energy away from yourself, in the act of giving, in the act of pushing goodness, non-judgment, serenity and love to people, you actually heighten your energy. So it's a good idea to incorporate this breathing in and out of the people you know as a part of your meditation. Usually you do this breathing in and out at the beginning of the meditation because it heightens your energy and quickens you, rather than at the end. Of course, you could do a couple of people one day and a couple of people the next, but it's a great way to speed yourself up, to heighten your energy by breathing and projecting energy away.